Welcome to another episode of the Rebel Room. UNLV basketball opens the season with a 91-52 victory at home against Pittsburgh State. Rob Meesch, Las Vegas Sun, you were there courtside. Rob, first impressions, big win to open the season.
Ray Brewer filling in for Rhino Green. Look at you, huh?
Bam, bam.
We got these new earphones on. I'm feeling like Wolfman Jack tonight. Anyway, kind of a snoozer, huh? We have heard a lot of whistles. They're still ringing in my ears. I don't know if that's the bells of St. Mary's or Big Ben or what, but I think I'm going to have a headache tonight. There was an awful lot of whistles, an awful lot of free throws, 80 freebies in all, a school record 52 by UNLV, and this one could have used some euthanasia with about 12 minutes left.
Yeah, UNLV, it'd be a good game, I guess, if you had the total over. You always love when they get to the foul line. Rob, Trevon Willis, 13 second-half points for UNLV, leads the way with 17 as a game high. Kendall Wallace, 16 points. The freshman, Justin Hawkins, with 11 points for UNLV. Good first effort, a little rough at first. I was getting some flashbacks to the Washburn exhibition game, but they definitely picked it up. I think they closed the first half on a 24-7 run, and it was just downhill from there. I think a good effort to start with.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ray, it was a real sketchy start. They had 6 points in the first 8.5 minutes. Who would have ever thought that they threatened triple figures tonight? But then again, it was Pittsburgh State. Nothing against the D2 Gorillas. But what we showed tonight, or what they showed, was the fact that they're not as good as Kansas, but they're better than Kansas State. Kansas beat these Gorillas by 58. Kansas State beat them by 36. So UNLV's 39-point victory kind of squeezes right in there. You know, it's early season. They're still gelling, trying to find rotations, trying to find combinations. They did a lot of pressing tonight. That was, that worked. That helped them, keep the foot on the pedal, turning turnovers into easy buckets. Like we said, a whole heck of a lot of free throws. So they were more aggressive than they were against Washburn. They knew that. The film against Washburn showed kind of a lackadaisical effort. Everybody across the board kind of played a little tougher, a little stronger today. You know, there was really good low post play too, which Lon Kruger pointed to afterward. They got, what are we looking at here, 18 points from the center position, Darius Santee and Bryce Masamba, and they also combined for 7 rebounds. That is going to have to improve down the stretch against the big boys, Arizona and Louisville. But 18 points, Lon Kruger will take that any day out of his center position.
And what I liked from Masamba, especially early there in the second half, is that he ran the floor real well. You could tell the pounds he shed in the offseason. He was definitely a different fellow out there, and he played with some aggression underneath. Does that continue against maybe a higher quality opponent that's got some bigs underneath where that are going to battle with him? I guess we'll find that out later in the season. But good first effort by Bryce. UNLV out rebounds Pittsburgh State, Rob, 42-36. The one stat, and we both have the box score here in front of us, it stands out. Pittsburgh State 28 turnovers, UNLV 10. Defensively, again, I think they did a great job. Will it continue to be announced? Your thoughts on the defense?
A lot to be announced, a lot to be determined. Way too early, you know. This is the mark of what Lon Kruger wants, though. 19 assists, 10 turnovers, taking care of the ball, treasuring each possession. But you know what? It's all got to be with an asterisk because it's against the D2 Gorillas. So you know we'll have to see what happens against Reno. You know. D1 opponents coming in, so it's just very difficult to take a lot from this game. However, there's positive things to look at, and you know one thing you have to look at: offense was so difficult to come by in the first half, especially the first 12 minutes. But a guy who really stepped in there and gave them an infusion of points and a good boost was Steve Chopper Jones. He's a senior walk-on. He played at Arizona State with Lon Kruger. He hit a big three, doubled their margin. Next thing you know, he hits a free throw. Next thing you know, he hits a really slick left-handed layup on the left side. Two guys on him, and that gave him a boost about 41-24, and he really played a great role. I asked him afterward about what he thinks about the stigma of a walk-on label. You know, we've seen him two nights in a row or two consecutive games where he was the sixth man coming off the bench. And I asked him, well, tell me about not the walk-on role, but what about sixth man? You like that sixth man label? He just laughed and goes, just call me Chopper.
a lot of great stories. What about the freshman, Rob? Anthony Marshall, the local kid from Mojave, 6 points in 19 minutes. And Justin Hawkins, 21 minutes, 11 points. Both guards, I thought both played. To me, they didn't look like.
Did you say 21 points in 11 minutes?
No. Oh, did I say that wrong?
It's 11 points in 21 minutes.
it seemed like 21 points.
It did.
But nonetheless, they didn't look like freshmen out there. They definitely didn't play with that, hey, this is my first college game mentality.
You know what, Ray? Throughout practice, those two guys, they haven't looked like freshmen. Granted, between them, both of them went 2 for 6 from the field tonight. That will probably improve. But what you see there is these guys will shoot and they might miss, but that's not going to hurt them because they're going to come back still shooting. They don't hesitate. They have confidence. They're not shy. And I think those are qualities that Lon Kruger's looking for in freshmen. So I think there's big things coming in from them. You know, we saw them use four guard lineups tonight that was really effective when they were pressing it. It caused a lot of turnovers, it ignited easy baskets, and those two guys were part of that. And we really need to point to Trevon Willis. Maybe one of the most important stats tonight is the fact that Trevon hit all 7 of his free throws. That's really been a stickler for him in the last 4 weeks in practice and in scrimmages. He really is making an effort to hit all of his free throws. He wants to hit them late when he's tired. And there's no excuses for missing free throws. And in practice, we've seen him. They end practices by taking 2 free throws. And if he misses one, boy, he gets so ticked at himself. Look for Trevon Willis's free throw percentage to definitely go up this season.
Yeah, the shooting at one point during the game, I believe it was like 8 minutes into the contest, Rob. UNLV was 0 for 5 from the line. They missed their first five shots. Foul shots, and they were 2 of 9 from the field. They're trailing by 5 points, but they piece it together. They come ahead. They win the game. One guy we haven't mentioned. We've talked about virtually everybody on the team. What about Kendall Wallace? 16 points, 5 of 6 shooting. They couldn't hit the backside of a barn in the first 10 minutes. He drained a 3 to get them going,
yep.
And we haven't mentioned the kid yet. Is it because he's quiet? Is it because he doesn't – 16 points, 5 of 6 shooting. Kendall Wallace, Rob, what do you think, guy?
I think to this point, it's a given. I think that's why he's under the radar, because people are starting to maybe expect that. I would probably say that nobody had a better preseason practice than Kendall Wallace. I mean, guys would guard him, and he'd be hitting shots, threes from all over. And, you know, Chopper would be guarding him and just end up putting his hands up. You know, what do I got to do? This guy is just lights out, and it just continues. He's moving great with the offense. He's catching and shooting in rhythm, and boy, the one miss tonight was from the perimeter where he kind of caught, and he was kind of off balance, and even that rimmed out. So you're looking at a guy who's really looking like he's going to contribute on a game by game basis, and somebody who Lon Kruger can really count on.
Yeah, 16 points in 17 minutes, no turnovers. If you get that every night from Kendall Wallace. Things are looking up for you, no doubt about it, for UNLV. Rob, the transfers, we've talked about them seemingly all offseason. We wanted to get that look at Derek Jasper from Kentucky, at Chase staying back from UCLA. What did you think about those guys? I know that it was a little rough for them both. Stand back 1 of 8 shooting from the field, but he still had 5 steals and 6 points, 9 boards, a well-rounded effort.
Boy, he was active elsewhere when he wasn't hitting his shots. He had a real rough first half against Washburn, came back and played very well in the second half, 15 points, 15 minutes. Tonight we saw him go 1 for 8 and struggled with some shots. He only played 15 minutes, so that's really not going to do a lot for a guy's rhythm. You know, like you pointed out, 5 offensive boards, 9 total. That's doing stuff underneath, and that's going to pay dividends for anybody, no matter who's shooting 1 for 8. You know, Derek, 1 for 4. Boy, those guys had a tough night shooting, that's for sure. But you know what? Again, Derek got in 19 minutes. something tells me in the next week or two, those guys are going to be playing a few more minutes, and Lon Kruger's not going to be going about 15 deep in his roster.
Yeah. Before we look ahead to the UNR game, Rob, I think it's 11 or 12 guys scored for UNLV tonight. Something I thought that was real cool, toward the end of the game, Coach Kruger sent Michael Martinez, the walk-on from the Meadows, to the scores table to check in. Couldn't get a stop in possession, so he called a timeout to get the kid into the game. Great gesture, Lon Kruger. If you work hard for him in practice, he's going to reward you with some minutes in the game. And the Martinez kid, a walk-on, not expecting much, but a great reward for being part of the team, working hard in practice. And I thought that was real neat just to see him get to enjoy it and step in and play the game. And everybody played.
Yeah, you know, the other walk-ons, you know, obviously Chopper got in there. He was a sixth man. He was in early. But he also turned to Tyler Norman and Todd Haney. Todd is from Iowa, and Tyler Norman went to?
Faith Lutheran.
Yes, sir.
And I do a lot of high school stuff here, obviously, with the Sun. I covered Norman and Martinez in high school. I think they got a combined 7 state championships. So they're great players. They're walk-ons. But they know the game, and I think they're really helping out in practice.
Very much so. They're more than serviceable in practice. Tyler Norman is really sneaky quick. He finished in the mile run during conditioning drills. He finished the mile run a second behind Jasper in first. So you can see it. He's in really good condition, really great shape. He's always, you know, in suicides. He's always the first or second guy finishing. But he's sneaky quick with his layups, and you know he gets in there and gets through slivers of space. Do you at all recall, take us back to their high school days, do you remember a particular game from each of them by any chance?
Well, here's the one thing I remember about Tyler Norman is Faith Lutheran and Boulder City hated each other. Faith Lutheran was the private school, the Gorman of sorts of the 3A, and Boulder City was this real proud community-based, you know, public school. And Faith would beat everybody. I mean, they were dominant. And they went into Boulder one week and lost. And Norman, I mean, had a great game, probably, I don't know, 20, 30 points, give or take. But he took that loss with such dignity. You know, some of the kids were, you know, sitting on the bench or, you know, showing bad sportsmanship. Kid got right in line and shook those guys' hands. And I was like, wow, what a real mature player. And I always thought that here's a kid that I would like to see him play college because he's a good high school player. I didn't think he'd have a chance. And then the coach calls me. He's like, oh, yeah, Tyler's going to Iowa State. And that obviously before he transferred here. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really neat. And he was just one of these kids who ended the game in the state tournament, get the ball in his hands, foul him, go to the line, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see him here at UNLV, and I know he's going to contribute.
Well, and he's glad to be here, and so is Michael. They are humble. They just want to bust their rears in practice. They want to make the first and second teamers as good as they can be. And, I mean, they are just so happy to be wearing a UNLV practice jersey. Anything else is gravy. Tyler told me before the season started about how many people who he knows, relatives, not so much relatives, but friends, and just he knows a lot of people who bought season tickets just to see him on the bench.
Yeah.
And if he gets in, it's gravy. And after the game, there was a few people in the tunnel waiting for him. And, I mean, he was smiling from ear to ear, just so proud to have gotten in that game.
When they begin traveling later on this month and heavy in December, the roster gets cut down to about 12 or?
12, 13.
So
yeah.
So will Norman make the travel team? Or
walk-ons will not.
Walk-ons. So Jones will be there for sure. Chopper will be on the travel roster for sure. But
well, yeah. I mean, geez, what am I talking about? Of course, we saw last year. Wow, I've seen too much basketball.
Scott Hoffman.
Scotty Hoffman travel, made a three-pointer, I believe, in Air Force with his parents in the crowd. I think only Chopper will travel, but I'm not so certain about that. You know what I've just been thinking about, though? I've been flashing back to some scenes in practice over the last few weeks. And Tyler, like you said, you know, he just handles things with such class. There have been some plays and some instances where he has just gotten beat up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're a walk-on out there, you're kind of chum.
Tackling dummy of sorts.
Exactly. You know, you're fodder. You know, you're out there to make the other guys better and at the expense of your body. He has taken some hits and some pounding. He even looked like once dislocated his left shoulder on a rebound almost. But, you know, he just keeps coming back for more. So it's impressive watching them, and they really cherish every second out there. Any high school moments from Michael Martinez?
Well, he played at a 2A school, and that's a league where at the time there were no 2A schools really based in Las Vegas. So these guys would take two-hour bus trips to play, you know, Needles, California, which is in our Nevada league. And you always knew him because he was, you know, Keith Van Horn's uncle. And he was just big and tall, and he was awesome. I really love his younger brother, Gerard Martinez, the quarterback. And I know I've told you about this.
Lefty,
this,
right?
Oh, this kid's got a gun. And he'll be playing at Cimarron. They got him out of the Meadows so he could play big football.
Right.
And it's just awesome to see. Rob, we're almost done here with the Rebel Room. UNR on Wednesday at the MAC, in-state rivalry. UNLV can't beat UNR in football. And basketball probably going to be a little more evenly matched. UNR beats Montana State today at home by 14. And they're coming down to the MAC on Wednesday. What's UNLV need to do to get better in the next few days for that game?
Well, you know what? This is a rare time where we can actually talk about these walk-ons, because they actually, you know, they're not going to be getting probably too much playing time anymore, you know, maybe right around the corner. So I don't even want to waste time talking about UNR, you know. Let's keep tipping our hats to these right. guys. You know, that was a real cool thing that Lon Kruger did tonight.
And I agree
and
with
I don't
you.
Think we can talk. I don't think we can talk enough about that, you know. Todd Haney getting in there. He had a couple shots, missed them, had a three-pointer. But there's a guy from Iowa who comes out here, and you know what? His whole thing is he just wants to learn from the best. He wants to be a coach, and he is so grateful for the chance to be learning every day from a guy like Lon Kruger.
I would like to be a coach, too. Honestly, I always thought I'd grow up to be like Phil Jackson or, you know, Jimmy Johnson or – because I wasn't good enough to play, but I wanted to – I always thought that I could, you know, get people in the right spots and let them do the right thing. Obviously, it takes a guy like Lon Kruger, who's a master of his craft, and even he struggled when, you know, when he was in the NBA for a little bit to do it. But just – it says a lot about, you know, a kid like Todd who says, hey, listen, I know I'm not going to play a lot, and that's not really why I'm here. College is to get an education,
right.
And I want to get an education in coaching.
And it's a master's. You know, it's the equivalent of a master's learning what he's picking up every day. It was really cool last week, too, because his grandfather, Larry Haney, flew out here Monday unbeknownst to Todd and surprised him and then showed up at Tuesday's exhibition. Todd didn't play, but his grandpa was in the audience, and that was really cool. So there's a lot of cool things going on the periphery that maybe, you know, most people don't see, most people don't know about, and this is a great time of the year early you know, to give a nod to some of these guys who are just busting it, and they're going to be all year, and there's going to be a stretch of a few months where we probably aren't even going to mention their name, so this is a time to do it.
Sure, I mean, everybody sees the box score,
yep.
And they see, you know, Teron Wills, great game, Kendall Wallace, great game, but other players on the team filling it out. Sir, great job as usual.
Oh, you know what? We can't get out of here without talking about Finley College Prep.
Oh,
huh?
Finley College Prep.
I think I have
you
heard.
You were at two games this week, Friday and Saturday.
I was at Finley Friday night. I was at Finley this afternoon, and I was at UNLV tonight. So I have heard a total of about 375 whistles in the past 24 hours. My ears are ringing, my friend.
Hey, the Zebras, this is their kind of preseason training camp as well.
It sure is, and I hope they get better. But I'll tell you what, Finley is just rolling. They have 67% new roster, and there are some people that, you know, that is a jewel up in the Henderson foothills that people have got to go check out. Finley wins last night 137-95. They win today 121-79. The big story today, Corey Joseph was in foul trouble all game long. He had 6 points, but there are two guys up there that need to be watched, Jabari Brown and Nick Johnson, the nephew of the late Dennis Johnson. Those guys are 6'3", about 200-pound juniors, and Nick has got to be seen to believe. We're going to get out there with a contraption sometime soon because he's got to have a vertical of 45.
Okay, so they score a combined, 260 points, 258, if my math is right, and two games. Who are they playing? And more importantly, are they playing 12-minute quarters, 8-minute quarters?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, they are not under state association sort of guidelines at this moment. You know, when they play Gorman at the Orleans Arena, that'll be 8-minute quarters. Well, they're playing 20-minute halves.
Okay.
Still,
that's
a lot of buckets.
Points.
Heck yeah. And It's you know, they're just their role. They played National Prep Academy at California last night. That was coached by Bill Hankins. Locals will know him because he's the father of Willie Hankins, who played for Finley last year. By the end of the year, he wasn't on the roster for various reasons. He left with Victor Rudd. Bill Hankins is Victor Rudd's guardian, and Finley fans will know Victor Rudd because he's now at ASU. Bill Hankins came in with that squad, and he thought they had a chance to win. Forget keeping it close. He really thought that they had a chance to win. He left that gym last night shocked. They play again January 30. He's looking to the rematch, looking forward to the rematch.
And I know Gorman, I think it's December 12th, they play Finley at the Orleans. That's right. 7 days after the state championship football game that everybody expects Gorman to be in. And there's like five or six key contributors on that football team who also play basketball. Gorman, the defending large school champion here in Nevada. Those kids think they could beat Finley, and I know that they've got, you know, Xavier Grimble, who's a tight end going to USC, Alex Turner, who's a DN going to Stanford, and those are big body athletes with Shabazz Muhammad, the super sophomore, Jonathan Lloyd, a point guard who I'm absolutely in love with. He's got like six or seven D1 offers from the likes of Northridge, Riverside, SMU. Do they stand a chance?
I think if you take your if you lead your team to a state title, I think that's very impressive. Ding, that's one mark for Lloyd. That's very good. And then number two, I don't care who you are. I think if you get a free ride, a free education to play anywhere, I think you are a stud because there's a lot of very good ball players in this country who are not playing college ball. So I think those are two big check marks in his favor. I think they have a chance. You know who's going to remember Bishop Gorman is Corey Joseph. 1 year ago, Shabazz Muhammad dunked on him, and it was one of the most resounding moves against a Finney player that I've seen in 2 years.
That's a 15-year-old Shabazz Muhammad.
Absolutely. He's got some poise, and he's going to have a great future. UNLV has really taken a good look at him. You know, UNLV's we'll have an announcement in the next maybe 48 hours about Corey Joseph, but it appears he might be leaning toward UNLV for his fifth and final official visit. Stay tuned. Go to LasVegasSun.com for all of that news and updates and so forth. But, boy, what do you think the attendance will be at that game at the Orleans?
Well, is it before or after the Rebels game?
Well, I believe it would be after.
After the Rebels game?
I think the Rebels play at 4.
Listen, Gorman travels awesome.
Yeah.
Home game last night against Palo. I got there at 6 for a 7 o'clock kickoff. It was about a mile walk to get in. They sold out, pre-sold tickets. So Gorman's going to travel well.
Were people scalping tickets last night?
I don't think so, but if I would have had a pair, I would have. it should be a good game. Gorman thinks it's best at everything, and Finley obviously is the best. So we'll have a lot of preview stuff for that because that's a huge game.
They know each other too. You know, Coach Rice is going to be up. That could be the very toughest battle that Finley has in state this season, no doubt.
And that's great. That's why I love having Finley here is because they get the – you know, they play some of the local teams. A good measuring stick to say.
They do. And you know what? It's fantastic going up there, Rafer. And on any given practice, I drop in there. I don't ever know who's going to be in that gym. One day it'll be Bruce Weber, Illinois. One day it'll be Rick Barnes. I mean, it is a cornucopia of the best D1 coaches in the land. That only helps me. That helps everybody. And you know what? Those guys deserve every ounce of attention and, you know, we can give them.
You got it, Rob. Thank you, sir. LasVegasSun.com, all your Rebel, Finley, sports news in Southern Nevada. Another edition of the Rebel Room in the books.